Today's Mishnah in Shvi'it is Perek Beit, Mishnah Hey. So we've been talking about the various things that are mutter to do during the entire sixth year, according to some, even during Shvi'is. We were talking about the difference between Ukume Ilani and Ivruya Ilani, and what kind of things you're allowed to do to provide for the survival of a tree versus the additional growth of a tree. And the general klal that we had was whatever was only usur mirabbanan during Shemitah itself was mutter even after Atzeret and was okay all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. So we're coming along to discuss other things that we did that were usur during Shemitah, even though they weren't aveda on the ilan itself, they were aveda on the perot of the ilan. So suppose we have pagim. Pagim is a porteratio, is the fig in English, fig, and is the unripe fig in Lashon HaKodesh, because it goes back to the Eitz Hadas, in which the Eitz Hadas was by definition unripe. It was taken too early. And because of that, I pointed out to you also, in Yiddish, when you want to talk about something being a disaster, you say, afargavdir. So you should just have a fag, fig, you know, which is taken in its wrong time. So what they used to do is they would put oil on the figs and that would help them to ripen. And they would even make these little holes that the oil would penetrate inside, which would even make them ripen faster. So this you could do all the way until Rosh Hashanah. And those figs would normally ripen before Rosh Hashanah. And because of that, since they are six-year figs, they're perosh shishis, there's no problem in doing this before Rosh Hashanah. Pagei Erev Shvi'i Shenichnasu L'Shmita. However, if you've got the pagim that started growing as perosh shishis, but they were never going to ripen before Shmita, so even though their chanata was during the shishis, or in a case if you have figs that grew during Shvi'is, but they are not meant to ripen until after Shvi'is, over there, we view them as being shvi'is peres and lo sachin v'lo menakvinotam. It's considered to be aveda, even though it's an aveda on the fruit, we don't do it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, makom shenaga lasuch. If it's a place that always does this in order to ripen the figs, so then einan sachin, mipnei shehi avoda. So then we cannot do that because that's the people view that as working in your field. But if it's a place where that's not the norm, and makom shenagu shelo lasuch, then you can, even if they're not going to be ready before Shemitah, because that doesn't look to people over there. Remember that this is only usur midrabbanim, and therefore there should be no isser in doing it up to the end of the year. Rabbi Shimon says that to do work on an ilan after Shemitah is perfectly okay, even if the figs on it are figs that grew on during Shemitah. Because you're rashai b'avodata ilan. It's all very nice to talk to me about not doing the work for the figs themselves. But what does that have to do with the ilan? As long as you're not dealing with the fruit, once Shemitah is over, it's over. Why can't I do whatever I want with the Ilan? So therefore, not like the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon holds that you're even allowed to work on the tree that's full of figs, even if it's going to help the figs, because you're not doing the Aveda to the fig, you're doing the Aveda to the tree, and Aveda Sa'ilan is mutter after Shvi'is. Unfortunately, we don't paskin like this, we paskin like the Tanakhama, and therefore we have to worry about whether these figs are actually going to be growing during Shemitah, post-Shemitah, from Shemitah. Okay, now there were other things that we needed to worry about. These could be midiraisa, and that would be a nitiya. But since the Torah, remember, mentioned separately that you're not allowed to be zorea in your grain, and then it mentions separately that you're not allowed to do the Aveda Sa'ilan, which is the equivalent of Zriya, we learned out that only those things that are specifically mentioned, which is Zemira of the Kerem, and then the planting Zriya in the Sodom. But other things are only Osir Midrabanan, even though Lagabi Shabbos, they would be exactly the same thing. So therefore, Ein Notin. So those kind of things that we assert to do, if it ends up looking like it's being done in Shemitah, so Ein Notin, you cannot plant a tree, or you cannot be Mavrich a tree, or you cannot be Markiv a tree. There are three ways of planting a tree. One way, other than actually putting a seed in the ground. One way is to put the netiyah in the ground. One is to be mavrich. Mavrich is a lotion of berech, which is to bend a branch, force it into the ground, and bury it in the ground until it grows roots right there and begins to sprout a new tree. That's okay, that's called layering. And you can also graft. How do you graft? You take a branch, you make a little hole, and you plug it into a currently growing tree. Now, it takes time for those things to take, for the roots to begin growing out. So because of this, on Erev Shemitah, you cannot do this. Pachot mishloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If there's less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Now, we're going to see that there's a big machlokas whether this means 30 days, which it takes, and on that you have to add another 30 days, or whether this means literally. We'll talk about this in a moment. So if there's less than 30 days left before Rosh Hashanah, you can't do this. Because if you do this, then that means it's going to be taking root during Shemitah itself. And if you did do that, then you have to tear it out. Again, a knas midrabanan, because you looked like you were going to do this in Shemitah. Reb Yudah Omer, kolar karvash eina koletet l'shlosha yomi, shuv eina koletet. What are you talking about? What do you need these 30 days for? It only takes 3 days. If it didn't start growing within 3 days, then it's never going to take. That means that your graft failed. And therefore, you only need 3 days in order to do that. So again, the question is this 3 days plus 30 days of Archoka? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, it isn't 3 days, but it is 2 weeks. So therefore, the time that you would have to take would be only 2 weeks. So again, according to the Gemara speaks out that this means the Shloshim Yom applies to everything. So you need to start with your Shloshim Yom, and then you have to have the Hashrasha to take place within Shloshim Yom. And if it's 3 days, then it's 33 days. If it's 30 days for Hashrasha, then it's 60 days. If it's 2 weeks, then it's 44 days. This is a big machlokas. Mamaisa, this is the way that we are lahalacha. It requires all of that time, and therefore the only way to actually do it is if you take a tree that is already growing and you transfer it with all of the karka that it needs to grow, so then you are only limited to the 30 days. Otherwise, you have to take into consideration the extra 30 days that it will take in order to start growing up the roots. Shviz Perek Beit Mishnah Zayin. Now, the question is, both Lagabi Meiser, as we've seen in the Gemara and Sukkah, and both Lagabi Shemitah, we need to define what is considered to be the growth of Shemitah, or what is considered to be the growth of the sixth year. When it comes to Meiser, we're going to have to decide what is a fifth year produce, which would be Chayiv in Meiser Sheni, and what is a sixth year produce, which is Chayiv in Meiser Ani. Or what is a second-year produce, which is Chayiv and Meiser Sheni, and what is a third-year produce, which is Chayiv and Meiser Ani. So there, it's extremely important, Lagabe these things, what is the year in which something grew? Is this Kadosh B'Kedusha Shvias? Is it Chayiv and Meiser Ani? Is it Chayiv and Meiser Sheni? So it turns out that there are many different things that are koveya. If you're talking about the things that grow as grain, there it's kavua according to shlish gidulai. The shlish gidulai is what's koveya the year in which it's, even if it was picked much later, whenever it reached that third, that's koveya. When you're talking about fruit, we had this discussion in Sukkos, the etrog. So fruit normally, maybe not the etrog, which we saw was a machlokes, but all normal fruit that grows off of just a natural rainfall, that goes according to what's known as the chanata. Chanata is where it's first recognizable as an actual fruit that is budding. And then if it's a thing like is a veggie, that goes according to, as we saw in the Gemara Sukkos that we just discussed, that goes according to likita, the time at which it's picked. Those are the three basic times. However, there is also another time for certain kind of things. And those are things which are not necessarily going to be all picked together, even if they're planted together. And that leads to some confusion. Because if you're going to have things that were picked in the third year and in the second year, and they're all going to be mixed together as the same crop of, say, rice that you have or sesame that you have, then since that's going to be very confusing to people, and since the dinim of Meiser on all of this is a mitzvah derabanan only, because midirais you're not chayev on things like rice or sesame seeds, and the Rabbanan extended the dinim of Meiser to cover that. So the Rabbanan have a right to be koveya, whatever shear they want, and bizman hazeh, that Shemitah is the Rabbanan, and therefore, for the same reason, Tosfos says, this Mishnah is referring to Shemitah bizman hazeh, the Rabbanan can be koveya, what defines the din of the Peri, is it considered to be a sixth year or a seventh year? And the Gabi Meiser, is it considered to be a Meiser Oni or Meiser Sheni year? So that was up to the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan introduced a new shear, and that is Hashrasha. And this continues directly from the dinim of Hashrasha that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, which is why we bring this up here. And therefore, specifically, Orez, Dochan, Pragim, and the Shumshanin. So if you've got rice, dochan is usually translated as millet. As you know, we've talked about the machlokes rishonim in specifically what is orez and what is dochan. It's not so pashut, but we do know about poppy, we know about sesame, and over there it goes according to when it took root. Because since they're all planted at the same time, they take root at the same time. They're not all harvested at the same time because these things are left out in the field. You're not going to leave your lettuce out in the field, it'll turn into nothing. But you will leave your sesame in the field, and it can dry to different levels of dryness depending on what you're looking for. So therefore, they were koveya, that if they were ishu lif ne Rosh Hashanah, then you take off maisers from them as if they were sixth-year produce, or if they were the second year, then in the third year, they're second-year produce, and if they were bashrish in the third year, then they're maiser oni produce to Torah. And so on. The Gabi Shemitah, it would be sixth year if they were Mushraj then, and they would be Mutter B'Shvias without any Kedusha Shvias. V'im lav, if they only took root afterwards, so then Asurim B'Shvias doesn't mean not allowed to eat them. It means that they have the din of Perishvias, and they take off Meiser, B'Nogeya, the dinim of Meiseris. Obviously, there's no Meiseris during Shvias, but you take off Meiseris depending on what year. Goes according to the year in which they took root. So they're mitasrin. If they took root this year, then they're considered to be at this year, that is to say, the next year's meiser, even though they had been planted the year before.